There was, during that song of praise, a young lady over by Deanna who was purely bopping it, and I thought that was great. Our Kids Corner will be presented by Marsha Eaton.
People can't see you when you're down here, and I don't realize that when I'm up in the choir. So can you move up here, and I'll scoot back by, what's this fish's name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah and I'll sit close together. Jeremiah's what? A bullfrog? Huh? He's a fish. Is he a bullfrog? I thought he was a fish. Well, good morning. What? I'll tell you, this church was rocking. Did you guys hear that song? And I love to watch Eric clap and move around, and yeah, that's a good song. Well, you know, music's a big part of our church. And today we have the praise band, and we have the bell choir. And did you know that when you come up here for the children's sermon, we always sing a song? All these people out here are singing while you are coming up. And some of you don't get to hear that. So I thought maybe we all ought to sing it for them so they can hear it. And if you know the song, you sing it with us. It's called Jesus Loves the Little Children. You know it? I know you know it, Faith. All right, so let's sing it so they can hear it. And you all sing along if you know it. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Have you heard that before? Bet you sing it. Oh, well, that's Jesus Loves Me. That's another good one. Well, today I want us to talk about the song that we just sang, Jesus Loves the Little Children. Do you know that it was written in 1864 as a Civil War chant? Now, the Civil War was when America was in, they were fighting each other for certain rights, and the North was fighting the South. Well, during that time is when this song was written. And since then, it's been used as a nursery rhyme and as a children's song and even a church song, like we do now. So, but there are other words to this song that we don't hear. So I thought I'd read you some of the other words to it. Whether you're rich or whether you're poor, it matters not to Him. He remembers where you're going, not where you've been. If your heart is troubled, don't worry, don't you fret. He knows that you have heard His call, and He won't forget. All around the world today, His children rest assured that He will watch and He will keep us safe and secure. Jesus calls the children dear. Come to Me and never fear, for I love the little children of the world. I will take you by the hand, lead you to a better land, for I love the little children of the world. Jesus is the shepherd true, and He'll always stand by you, for He loves the little children of the world. He's a Savior great and strong, and He'll shield you from the wrong, for He loves the little children of the world. Now, there's a scripture in the Bible, Matthew 1:14, and it says, let the children come to Me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. And this is when the disciples were afraid that little children were bothering Jesus. Can you imagine children bothering adults? But Jesus said, no, I want them to come to Me. I want them to sit by Me and sit on My lap because I want to teach them about God too. So always remember that God wants you to be his friend, and he'll always have time for you, and he'll always listen to your prayers. So right now, let's bow our heads and have a prayer for him. Dear God, bless these children and hold them close to you so they will feel your love. Amen. Okay, grab a cup, and do we have our song right now? Okay.
Our children will be collecting change for apportionments or mission during this hymn, and we will be singing "I Will Believe," which you'll find on screen and also in an insert.